We're thrilled to welcome you back to the Word for Life radio ministry at Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio this morning is Nate Muse. Nate is doing a part-time internship and is helping us with different ministries around the church. And Nate, God has opened up a tremendous opportunity for you to have a ministry at the Wisconsin State Fair. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a unique opportunity, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Basically, what we're going to try to do is we have a booth there set up just along with the other booths, you know, the food booths and
right.
other things of that nature. And what we want to do is we just want to have the availability of biblical literature there, primarily in the form of tracts.
Okay.
Actually, I just found out across from our booth will be a Gideon booth where they'll be passing out Bibles as well. So it kind of goes hand in hand there. But
right.
basically, we'll be passing out tracts and just speaking with anyone who would like to talk with us about what they've read in that tract, or perhaps they just have questions about Brookside or about something about Christianity, perhaps, that we can speak with them about.
And we are definitely living in a society that we can't assume that everybody knows the basic facts of Christianity anymore, can we?
No, not at all. In fact, I was just reading a book recently in which the author made the statement coming from a Christian perspective. He said sometimes the best way that we can defend Christianity is just to explain it. Because so many individuals in our culture have no concept or the limited concept they have about Christianity or some sort of Christian idea or biblical
right.
idea has been given them from a warped perspective, perhaps from a pagan perspective,
sure.
or a just completely unrealistic concept of what Christianity is.
Right. So just explain it. So what you're saying then is the fact that at this booth, that as long as the fair is open, first thing in the morning till it's closed at night, it's our goal to have someone there to be able to answer questions. And so what you're telling me then is that if any of our listeners happen to be at the fair and they see the booth, we'd love to have them just stop in and say hello.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, it's not just a booth for what we might think of as typical evangelism, but it's really a booth for anyone who would like to learn more about Christianity or maybe just wants to stop and chat with us. Maybe they're a Christian themselves and they find what we're doing encouraging and would just like to stop and speak with us. Really, anybody who would like to stop by, we would most welcome.
Nate, it's possible that some folks that are listening to us may be struggling with the idea of even sharing their faith verbally. If they had questions about exactly how to do it and how to start conversations, things like that, would it be a good idea for them to stop by the booth and maybe ask questions that would help them to become more knowledgeable and possibly bold in their sharing of their faith?
Absolutely. In fact, many of the people who will be manning the booth, and we're going to have at least three people as our intent there at all times.
Okay.
So if one is in conversation with an individual, and another is perhaps passing things out, another could be free to talk to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have enough individuals there. But of those who will be there manning the booth, we expect that the majority of them and the majority that I've already spoken with have had a lot of opportunities already to share their faith,
okay.
whether they've gone through some sort of curriculum, and of course there are many out there,
right.
or they're just, this is something that they do on a normal basis, whether at a state fair or door-to-door or something of that nature. And so we are really privileged to have individuals who are consistently sharing their faith, and although we'll never be perfect at it by
right,
any means,
right.
At least they've had some experience along those lines. So we would love to have anyone come by if they'd just like to observe or like to ask us any questions, because honestly, it is a fearful thing sometimes. We want to be
right.
accepted by people, especially our friends that we
right.
care so much
right.
about. But it's a very fearful thing to start talking about something when you think they might reject it. And so sometimes it's just getting over that initial fear. And one thing that helps me is to think, where would I be if someone had been too fearful to tell me about what Jesus did for me?
Right. What a thought. Another thought is one that I heard quite a few years ago when I was out knocking on doors. In fact, I started a church in 1972 and knocked on 12,000 doors as I just went door to door looking for people that didn't go to church anywhere. And many times as I was walking up the sidewalk or the driveway, the thought came to my mind, you know, behind this door may be the person who becomes my best friend in life. Maybe I haven't met them yet, but I might be meeting them today. And that just really kind of opened up my spirit like, hey, this could be exciting.
Absolutely. And you never know what God can do with just a brief moment. And even if the individual you're speaking with does not become a Christian on the spot, which realistically many of them are not going to do,
right.
At the same time, perhaps you've planted a seed a question in their mind about their worldview. Or perhaps you've given them some information or an answer to a question that had been a huge obstacle for them,
wow.
maybe an emotional obstacle
sure.
or an intellectual obstacle to Christian faith. And now they have an answer. And so then they're left with a bit of a question, what should I do? And so some of it's going to be planting seeds. Perhaps we'll also get to see a bit of what the Bible calls the harvest as
right.
well.
I know I was leaving town after I had been in that community where I'd started the church, and I've been there 12 and a half years. And my last stop was at a gas station to fill up for the trip. And this is back in the day where you actually had service station attendants, you know, that filled up your gas. Well, I've dated myself there. So I handed the gas station attendant a track, and I said, when you get a free minute, I think you would really appreciate what this little track shares with you. Stuck it in his pocket, and I drove away. Several years later, I was back in that same town. I had been asked to come back and speak at a banquet. After I was done speaking, a young man walked up to me and he said, "You'll have no clue who I am, but you gave me a track one day, and you told me you were leaving town." He said, "I stuck it in my pocket, went home, threw everything on the end table," and he said, bunch of other stuff, you know, just kind of piled on top of it. He said it was months later, and my life was just falling apart. And he said, I was sitting on my sofa and just kind of leafing through the stuff on the end table. And he said, I came across that track, and I thought, well, I wonder what this is. He said, I read that track, and I trusted Christ as my personal Savior, and I'm active in this church today because you handed me a track. And, Nate, I'll tell you what, that was such an encouragement when it comes to giving out tracks.
That's fantastic. And some people don't respond that way. Or if they do respond in the same fashion, we may never know about it.
Right, till we get to heaven.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now, in that situation, you were able to find out about it, and that's a wonderful thing, although it took several years.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so you were never aware of that. And,
right.
And really, that's all we're trying to do, is just plant a few seeds, and who knows, it might be 5, 10, 15, 20 years or more
right.
before God brings any sort of fruit from that. Or perhaps we're just planting the first seed, and then in the next 10, 15 intervening years, God's going to bring along other people from another church, perhaps, or a Christian friend or coworker who's
right.
going to build upon that.
Right.
And so we're not trying to, in a sense, we'd love to see, of course, everyone who stops by that booth who's unsaved become a Christian.
Yes.
But at the same time, that's not our job.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to be faithful and just tell them about Jesus. And for some, it'll be the first time they've really had a good, engaging conversation about that. For others, it'll be something that's been on their heart and mind for a considerable amount of time. And so mm-hmm. they're at different stages in their lives. And so we just want to help them for that next step, you might think of it.
Sure. Any idea how many people go by these booths?
I wouldn't be able to give you a round number, a specific number.
Okay.
But just from the tracks in the past that we passed out,
mm-hmm.
it would be well over, you know, 10,000.
Mm.
Well over that.
Wow.
But I'm just giving the amount of tracks that have been handed
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And that's not to mention, you know, how many individuals might stop to talk but not pick up a track.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. how many people perhaps pick up a track but never read it. We don't really know. It's hard to gauge. But one thing that's so fantastic is someone who would never come to a church, perhaps, or never come to what we might think of as a revival meeting or a preaching service,
okay.
they're going to be able to have a unique opportunity to speak with someone about Christianity
mm-hmm.
or to read something about Christianity
mm-hmm.
when they may never come to church. And so it's a wonderful opportunity, and people are generally more willing in that sort of an environment where they don't feel as if they're on someone else's territory, so to speak.
Okay.
They're more willing to talk about those things, I find, and they're more open to considering something, as opposed to walking into a very unfamiliar territory, such as a church.
Right.
You've never been into it or seldom been into it. You don't understand what's going on. That can be a bit daunting, and understandably so. So this provides a unique opportunity, similar perhaps to what some individuals do in New York City with street preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals might hear that person preaching that would never go into a church necessarily. And so it's one more way, one more venue to give the gospel.
And so as you consider giving out the tracts, it's probably a less threatening way
certainly.
To get the gospel out.
Certainly. And people generally take it in that fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're there at State Fair booth. You're ready to see things that perhaps you don't normally see or you've never seen.
Right.
you're ready to try certain food groups that perhaps have not been known to mankind or something along those lines.
And never will be again.
Yes, exactly. But you're ready for something new.
Sure.
You're going there expecting to see things that you might not normally consider or do or see on just a day-to-day basis. And as such, it provides a unique opportunity for someone who's just walking through to say, hey, that's something interesting. I've always been interested in Christianity or religion, or I had this question. Let me look into that just for a few moments.
And that venue would even be, I think, a better venue than handing out tracts on a street corner, because people are normally going somewhere. They've got a schedule.
Certainly.
They're in a hurry. Whereas at the fair, not necessarily in a hurry. They just maybe plan on spending the day or the afternoon and evening there. And so consequently, the pressure is off.
Right.
From their time schedule. And so if they are intrigued, if the Lord kind of piques an interest, and many times the Lord can be doing that with circumstances in their lives to reach a point where they're saying, something's got to change. I can't keep living like this.
Absolutely. And for a state fair specifically, so many people are kind of meandering around. It's not as if they're looking at the map, generally speaking, and saying, I got to go here and then here, like a daily schedule.
Right.
It's much more relaxed, much more laid back. And as such, they feel the freedom to, you know, stop at some booth and ask a question or consider something over at another booth. And that freedom of time, like you said, because we live in a time-crunched society.
Oh, for sure.
That freedom of time is much more there. They're there for the whole day, generally, or a good part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't feel as much pressure to get, you know, the quick fix answer or whatever, or to ignore something that otherwise they might be interested in.
Right. So I think what you're saying is that our church is kind of taking this on as a special project this year. This would be something that other churches could consider doing in the future, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And other churches do it around the United States in different state fairs or county fairs that they have. So this is certainly not unique to us, although it might be unique to some of our listeners, and that's understandable. But it provides a unique opportunity there at the fair, and it's just one way that our church is trying to say, hey, you know, there are certain events such as, let's say, a Christmas cantata or an Easter cantata that certain individuals will come to, perhaps a family member, a relative of some kind, or a good friend or a coworker. They might come to something like that, but other people are going to feel very uneasy in such an environment.
Okay.
But this state fair environment is a very different thing.
That is great. Well, you're listening to this broadcast this morning, and I trust that after hearing about this opportunity for evangelism and even answering questions, that you'll be much in prayer, because the next week and a half is going to be a very important time, maybe in the lives of individuals that God brings across the path of the folks in the booth. And let's just be much in prayer that as God prepares their hearts and arranges certain situations taking place in their lives, that God will open their hearts to the sharing of the gospel and that folks will be saved. Nate, thank you so much for leading this, and we appreciate so very much your leadership.
I appreciate you having me.
Till the next time, God bless you.